quick overview of the laws of benching, making a first blessing and after blessing, and the amounts, the volumes that are necessary to make a blessing. So when it comes to a blessing prior to eating, what's called birkat ha'ne'anim, a blessing over the pleasure you're about to derive. So we say the smallest amount that you're going to consume requires you to make a blessing. So let's say you're baking chocolate cake and you dip your finger into the chocolate batter and you're just going to take a taste. Yeah, but you're tasting it and swallowing it, so you have to make a bracha. But I only took a little bit. You still have to make a bracha. You walk into the kitchen and there's excellent apple cake on the side and you're going to take a little crumb, just a little bit, right? So no one will notice that you took a nibble, right? You still have to make a blessing. You're eating something, right? There's salad and you're going to take just a little piece of a cucumber. That's very nice. You have to make a blessing. The smallest amount you're going to eat, you have to make a blessing, provided that you're really eating it. Okay, you're brushing your teeth. You don't make a blessing over the toothpaste. You're not eating the toothpaste, even though the minuscule amount is going to get swallowed. You're not interested in eating toothpaste. You wash out your mouth with mouthwash, and when you're done, you have that mint flavor, which you're going to swallow, right? But that's not, you're not eating that. When you eat, even the smallest amount, even if you take a crumb and you're going to eat it, you have to make a blessing. When it comes to bread, so if you're going to eat even a small amount of bread, you wash your hands, and then you make a motzi over that bread. You will only make a blessing of al netilas yadayim, over washing the hands, if you're going to eat the volume of an egg. So why do you wash your hands altogether? So this goes to a different machlokas. There's a basic machlokas Rashi Tosfos throughout the Shas. When the Talmud says that you need the volume of an egg for tumas ochlin, for food to have that spiritual defilement called tumah, does the Talmud mean that food will not become tameh unless it has the volume of an egg? Or do we say that food of any volume can become tameh, but food will not transfer that tum'ah to other food unless you have the volume of an egg? Two opinions, machlokas Rashi Tosfos. So we're washing our hands over the defilement of the bread. We're washing our hands so we don't defile the bread. So if I'm eating less than the volume of an egg, so machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether I have to be concerned that I'm going to defile that bread. If it's less than the volume of an egg, so then one opinion says, nonetheless, you have to wash your hands. The other opinion says, no, you don't. You cannot defile bread or any other food that is smaller than the volume of an egg. So we go with both opinions. We wash our hands for any amount of bread we're going to eat, but we'll only make a blessing once we're eating the volume of an egg. And that's why it's recommended right after you wash to make a motzi to eat the volume of an egg. Because in our days where we have such wealthy meals, we have such abundance, you can eat a small, you know, a quarter of a slice of bread, and then fill yourself up with so many other things at the table that you look at that half a slice or three quarters of a slice that's left, and you're stuffed. You can't eat it at the end of the meal. And here you did. You made a blessing, al netilas yadayim, and you did not eat the volume of an egg. You did not eat that large volume of bread. And that's why we say that ideally, when you start the meal, eat the volume of an egg. Eat that much volume of bread. Because you made a blessing, al netilas yadayim. You were only obligated to make a blessing if you actually ate the volume of an egg of bread. So ideally, do that right away to ensure you don't lose it. What about an after blessing, birkat hamazon? So there we say you have to eat the volume of an aliv toch kedei achilat pras. You're making an after blessing over eating. The term eating in halacha, achila, is defined as eating the volume of an aliv, achilas kezayis, bechedei achilas pras, and the time it would take you to eat half a loaf. How big is half a loaf? Somewhere between either 3 or 4 eggs. So you have about 2.5 minutes to eat the volume of an aliv. That's not short. That's very easy. You know, that's not difficult. To eat the volume of an olive of bread, what is that? A half a slice? A third of a slice? You have 2.5 minutes? It's a joke. It's easy. So that's we make an after blessing in situations where we've eaten that volume. So if you're eating cookies, if you're eating apples, if you're eating donuts, if you're eating danishes, if you're eating fruits, vegetables, anything you're going to eat, you have to eat the volume of an olive. What about drinks? So on drinks, we have a machlokas. We have a machlokas tanoim, and we have a machlokas in halacha. Do we say about drinks, you also have to drink the volume of an olive in order to be obligated to make an after blessing? Or do you have to drink a revius? So a revius is a little bit more, somewhere around 4.4 ounces. So Now, ravis isn't that much. Ravis is about this much on the cup. Okay, but yeah, do you have to drink that much? That's a machlokas. Ideally, we drink a ravis in order to make an after blessing. Because if we drink more than the volume of an olive, but less than a ravis, we're entering a machlokas. It's not clear whether we have to make an after blessing over such a volume. Where do we run into a challenge? When it comes to tea or hot coffee, when we drink hot drinks, so we sip it very slowly, so we don't end up drinking the volume in the allotted time. You drink over 7-8 minutes, you drink a cup of tea, right? So then we're uncertain about whether you have to make an after blessing. So if all you drink was tea or coffee, we generally do not make an after blessing because it took us a long time to drink it.
Is the general principle, if you have a doubt whether you say the bracha that you don't say, is that the default?
The general principle is safek brachot la'akel. When in doubt, when it comes to blessings, we do not make a blessing, except with the blessing of Birkat HaMazon. The blessing of Birkat HaMazon is biblical, and so when in doubt, we do make the blessing of Birkat HaMazon.